Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Yeah, that's right. You just heard it in the introduction. Integration, orchestration, 20 years, a lot of education, a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and absolute euphoria. And thank you to you all, because you were part of that, truly. And what it comes down to me, and what I want to give to you today, in the next 60 minutes, is a higher understanding of who you are and what holistic medicine is supposed to do for you. Because we're not quite there on it, but I know we're going to get there. The first thing you have to do today is identify yourself. You have to identify the amount of you that I'm going to talk to today. Because I'm talking to everybody, some of you more than others. I am talking today. Today's show is about the black sheep in the family. The black sheep. The proverbial black sheep. The one that sits at the dinner table and speaks the truth and pays for it. Slap across the face, jealousy, slander. You pay the price every day. You come out of the womb doing it. You're just the one in the family, you know, for that one, the one that didn't follow the normal routine. 20 years sitting across the desk in medicine, and I can tell you that a disproportionate amount of the population come in each day to holistic offices throughout the world. And a disproportionate percentage of those people are the truth seekers, which were initially degraded even with the word black sheep. To be the black sheep, in the way I'm going to use that term today, is the greatest compliment you can receive, because black sheep evolve the culture. Black sheep evolve the species. Black sheep are the ones that look at it from the outside, that aren't afraid to take a different perception about the way things are supposed to be. But black sheep, truth seekers, there's the enlightened word. Cross out black sheep. If you identify yourself as black sheep, cross out the word black sheep. And although black is beautiful, cross out the word black sheep and replace it with truth seeker. Now, how much of you listening to this show today can relate to that? This show is about teaching you, suggesting to you a perception of holistic health, of holistic medicine, of herbal medicine, herbs, God's plants, that have to do with facilitating your journey to the truth. The path not tread before is your path. And holistic medicine has a special message to you. First of all, I ask you if you can relate to this. I know many of you can. As you sit across the desk and you're age 50 or 55. And you know, we have a new world today in the sense that nobody at 55 or 60 is thinking about being grandma or grandpa. Not in that stereotypical sense. Nobody today in America at 50 or 60 years old is thinking really about just retiring to the fireplace with a corncob pipe, a set of dentures, and a rocking chair. That's just not where we're at today. We saw this in Japan, where the population densities, the demographics, shifted to higher and higher percentages in the population of people over the age of 70. This is happening in America today. And it poses us a whole new paradigm, a new perception. How, at the age of 50, do you begin your second life? Whether you've had children and you want a new life, a second life, a chance to do what? A chance to unzip the plastic that you're locked in and let the you come out, the you that's been evolving, the you that's looking for the better choice, the you, in a sense, that's looking for the resurrection. Because you've suffered, because you've accumulated wisdom, and because now you want to see that wisdom turn into prosperity. And it doesn't have to be that the first 50 years were so horrid. No, it's just that you're sitting there and you're not quite comfortable with the fact that there's something inside you that still needs to express. Not listening to that inner you is what drives disease. I don't think disease, most fundamentally, is anything more than that. Yeah, it's about your nutrition, and it's about your exercise, and it's about your lifestyle, and it's about a lot of really important things, some of which we're going to discuss today. But most fundamentally, what a authentic, ingenuous, holistic practitioner, holistic doctor, is posed with each day, is trying to get the person across the desk to an easier connection to who they really are, the real them, because that's what people come in looking for, who they really are. Now, we'll get into this later, but disease, cancer, immune disease, autoimmune disease, heart disease, there's one. There shouldn't be any heart disease. The number one cause of death each year is heart disease, and 100%, almost 100% of heart disease is preventable. Look at that. What does that mean? Think about that. This is not cancer. This is not Alzheimer's. This is not Parkinson's. This is so related, so linked to who we are and the choices we make, the conscious choices. And yet, heart disease, entirely preventable 99.5% of the time, is the number one killer of Americans each year. Somebody's making choices from a place of pain. Someone's making choices from a place of pain. And I want to suggest to you that after the age of 40 or 50 years old, there is so much of so many people that relates to the fact that their dreams didn't come true, that the burden they bear, the anxiety, the pain on their shoulders, because their dreams didn't turn into reality, creates unhealthy choices. In the end, you have to deal with that. If you walk in ready to deal with that, I kid you not, your body will heal you at light speed. And if you have no concept of this, well, perhaps you're fortunate enough that this doesn't apply. But if you have no concept of this, often it's because you're not listening to yourself. So whether you're not listening or whether you have a sense of this, there's a little bit of this in everybody. I'm going to lay out a perception, a paradigm, a sensibility about what the real high responsibility of a doctor really is, of holistic health, of holistic medicine. I want to suggest that the proverbial black sheep, I want to suggest to you that the truth seeker, I want you to ask yourself, if your creative energy, the creative energy that you once had, that you still have, that tremendous life force, that tremendous talent, have you found it consistently attacked? Husband or wife, brother or sister, mother, daughter, father, son, so on and so forth. The workplace, degraded, slandered, victimized, even brought to trial. That's right. In the high sense of it, we bring those gifted ones to trial. The ones that think for themselves. That little boy, that little girl in the classroom that radiates spirituality and truth and isn't afraid in their innocence to speak it. And yet so many people like that are on the outside That can make you sick, because by the time you get to age 50, there's so much of you that's lost, that's detached from that inner child. The place where you used to play and find your passion. That the stresses and the burdens that you bear, masking that inner need, create biochemical chaos in your cell. Biochemical chaos in your cell. So I'm drawing you now. I'm drawing you immediately to an understanding that we are talking nutrition here. We are talking the biochemistry of the body. We are talking about whether those herbs that you spend your hard-earned money on, and should, if correctly applied, if those herbs are going to get to your cell and do the dance that they were supposed to do. Without this foundation, without this house upon which you build your house, without this foundation upon which you build this house, you will not assemble the chemicals in those herbs correctly into the cell. You've got to get this. Holistic medicine is invented. It was invented to redeem you. When you walk into a doctor's office and you sit down with a list of your symptoms, and that each of these symptoms needs to be attended to, you haven't really got a clue about what holistic health is about. You've missed the boat. That is not your fault, and this is not a criticism. But you are truly innocent, truly naive. And that includes the doctors that practice it backwards. To walk into an office with a list and sit down before a doctor with 20 different concerns is okay if you understand that those concerns are created by deeper, more fundamental concerns. One imbalance in an organ creates 20 symptoms. It's okay to walk in with 20 concerns, but you have to understand that you're really looking at balancing out three or four systems of the body. And those systems of the body, the liver, the digestion, the spleen, the bone, whatever, need to be sitting on top of this lecture today. This talk today, this 60 minutes today, is really what you and your healthcare practitioner are trying to get to you. Now, how you turn after you identify your creative force, after you identify it, after you identify that this is an issue for you, how you turn that into the physical reality, prosperity in life, this is what holistic health is about. It is a methodology to bring you there. Holistic medicine is self-defense for the soul. If you're in the workplace and you have consistently done better work, more authentic work, if you have worked with greater focus, greater ambition, if you are diligent, if you had done your due diligence in your family, raising your family, out there in the workplace, in your profession, in your passion, whatever it might be that this would apply itself to. If you, applying yourself to your world, have found yourself consistently burdened by others who, in all honesty, seek nothing more than to get in your way for no real reason. Be honest with yourself. If that's happened to you once in a while, consistently, to the point of horrid pain, whatever it is, understand that holistic medicine was designed to create a self-defense mechanism, truly a self-defense mechanism. So the first thing you got to do is identify this within yourself. I have lots of people each week that come on down, now to Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa. Wonderful Costa Mesa and vicinity. Interesting people down there. I found the people of Costa Mesa and the Southland to be so willing to accept a fresh look at holistic health.